Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 187, and I am so glad that you are here today because I'm talking about uncertainty. Okay. Many of you are super scared as you start your business because you're like, it's so uncertain. I don't know if I'm going to succeed or not. And it's so scary. And for many of you, it paralyzes you with fear and you're unable to even start your business. And then some of you get kind of going and you get scared to really push it out to the world and share it with the world. So today, I hope to get your head straight so you realize that business is uncertain and that you have to learn how to cope with it. If you are new here, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. You have found a podcast that I have no doubt is going to help you along your business journey, whether you're in the idea stage, planning stage, starting, or growth stage. This is for you, and I'm so happy you're here. Now, if you're new, listen up. You need to get plugged in. If you're thinking about starting a business or you're just starting right now, I have a free Facebook community that I made for you. Okay. It was for you. It's free. It's a private group. So all you have to do is scroll down right now in the notes. You'll click the link. It'll take you to Facebook. Okay. You will answer three quick questions and then I'll get you approved very soon to get in the group. And the group is now your community. It's other women starting businesses, doing what we love. That's the name of it. Women starting businesses, doing what we love. And it's there to help you. So you can ask all those silly questions and they're not silly to me. They're just silly to y'all. Y'all think they're silly, but you're like, what should I do for this? What do I use for this? I'm thinking about doing this. Does anyone have any thoughts on this? Like, you can ask all kinds of those questions. It's perfect. I made it for you to have that because you know what? I didn't have that 23 years ago when I started my business. I had no community pretty much the entire time I ran my online boutiques. It wasn't until after I closed them that Facebook groups were really becoming popular. And when I started this business, I was in them all the time. And I thought, I have to have my own group for all my women that are starting their businesses too. So just wanted to make sure you knew that this was made for you. And I'm so excited to have it for you. So make sure you click to get in. I also have some free downloads for you, like a 16-step checklist if you're starting your business, just everything you need to be doing. And I even have a business Ikigai guide. And you're like, what is that? It's a guide to help you figure out what type of business you are meant to start, okay? Like the type of business. So make sure you get those. Those are your freebies for being new. And if you're a loyal listener, thank you so much, all of you, for the fantastic reviews, for the kind words, for the messages. Y'all are wonderful. I do this because I genuinely care about your success and I care about you finally finding the confidence to build your business dream. And I'm just so happy you're here and I'm so excited. So thank you all so much. Okay, on to the episode. Well, hello everyone. How are you? What is shaking? What's going down with your business? Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear the next time you post in the Women Starting Businesses Facebook group. You have to post, like on our Wins on Wednesdays, you need to post in there because I need to see how amazing things are going for you and the progress that you're making. And I also want to make sure on Mondays that you're taking imperfect action, that you're deciding that for the week, like what imperfect action that you're going to take. That's accountability for yourself. So I'm just so excited to read those posts and I'm just so happy for you. I'm so happy you're here. Today, we're talking about uncertainty when it comes to your business. And we all have to learn to cope with uncertainty. Realize right now, your business isn't a different endeavor than anything else you've ever done. It is not a different endeavor, okay? So what do I mean? Well, there's a lot of things that you've started in life or that you've done that were uncertain, right? So let's say you applied to colleges in high school and it wasn't certain that you would get accepted, but you did. Okay, great. Then you picked a college. Was it certain that this was going to be the best college for you? It wasn't certain, but you did your due diligence and you took all the steps and you took a leap of faith, right? Then you started dating someone And was it certain that y'all were going to like get married and this was going to be your forever person? No, but you were doing your due diligence and you were taking steps forward because you felt comfortable. This is what you wanted. You felt led in this direction. And so you went with it, but it was uncertain, right? And then when you decided to get married, many of you who listen are married. Was it 100% certain that you were going to stay married to this person for the rest of your life? Is it 100% certain? It is not. It is not, as much as we try to do all the right things, right? Some of us are very fortunate that we married what you may say are, you know, the right people, that we, you know, married a good human and everything is great, right? But some people aren't so fortunate and they realize later that that really wasn't the right person, right? But we all know going into it, as much as we give our due diligence, as happy as we are, as much in love as we are, and as great as the spouse is that we're marrying, we know deep in our soul, if we're honest, that, you know, it's not certain, but we feel like this is the right decision. We've taken all the right steps. We've met the family. We've, you know, dated a while. We've really gotten to know the person. I mean, you've done all these things, right? To set yourself up for a long-term marriage. I don't think anyone goes into marriage. I mean, maybe they do, but just to be temporary. I think you're looking for a lifelong partner. I think that's what makes a lot of people happy, is to have a lifelong partner, right? What I want you to realize is that no big endeavor that you have ever gone into was ever really certain. It wasn't. And even our small endeavors, just like tonight, I'm supposed to take my daughter somewhere to an event. Is it 100% certain that she's going to be there? Well, there's a pretty good chance because I planned to take her. She's getting ready. She planned it. We marked it off the schedule. We know where to go. There's no natural disaster or anything going on. So there's a really high probability that we're going to make it there. Okay, we're probably going to make it there. But could I say 100%, no way, put my life on it that 100% I would be there? No, because it's not 100% certain. Anything could happen. I could have a flat tire on the way. I could start not feeling good and I say, Ava, I'm sorry, we can't go. I'm super sick. We have to go to the emergency room. I mean, anything could happen, right? Heaven forbid anything like that happens, but I want you to see my point that not only the big endeavors of our life are uncertain, so are the small ones that are even today. That are even today. It's not certain. It is not certain that you're even going to wake up tomorrow. It's not certain that the good Lord above is not going to come back and say, I've had it with all of you earthlings, I'm over it and I'm starting over, right? I mean, we just don't know. There is going to be an end to this planet at some point. I just don't know when. Nothing is certain. I think the only thing that's really certain is that we will eventually die. Like our human form will no longer exist. I believe we will exist in heaven, but that I'm pretty certain of, that we're going to die. But even could I say 100%? Well, I guess I could say 100% my physical body is going to die one way or another. But think about it. For the most part, for this conversation, I just want you to open your eyes to realize that nothing you've done ever and nothing you are doing is guaranteed. So sit with that for a second as we talk about this, because I want to help you relieve your own stress about the uncertainty you feel as you're starting your business or even building it. Now, some of you who are just in the idea stage are paralyzed with fear because this is so uncertain. And what I want to challenge you today to look at is any other endeavors you've had in your life that you were super excited about, that you'd always dreamed of, and was the outcome certain? Was the outcome certain? And it wasn't, but many a time you did it anyways. And when you didn't do it, what happened? What happened? You were sad. You regretted it. You thought about it later. You had angst even years later, like, why didn't I pursue that? Right? So that's what happens because people let uncertainty and fear get in the way of them pursuing their dreams. So today, if that's you and you're in the idea stage, realize that many things you've done before and many things ahead of you will also be uncertain. If you already have your business and you're building it and you're like, this is so amazing, but now I'm scared. I want to invest in another location. I want to invest in a part-time employee. I want to get in Grow Getters or some kind of program, right? I want to start my podcast in Kimberly's group, but I'm scared. I'm scared to invest the money because it's uncertain. Will things work for me? Will it work for my business? Will I succeed? Will this work? So today, let's try to bring it down a level and realize that this is no different than anything else in our lives. Nothing is certain. Okay. So acknowledge that and then allow yourself to accept the fact, to say, okay, I'm actually accepting it, that it's uncertain. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that level of uncertainty, like to have something there that makes it not perfect. So basically, that's what this process is. It's an imperfect process. It's going into the unknown. It's going somewhere you haven't been. It's realizing that it is uncertain and being okay with that. If you can't be okay with that, then you're going to have a hard time not only in business, my friend, but in life, because nothing is certain. The minute you do anything, it's not certain. So sit with it today. Make sure you understand that this is part of life, okay? So let's just get that out of the way. So this is what I wanted to talk you through for how to deal with that uncertainty that you've expected, okay, that you know is there. So what are the things that you can do? I think there are three main things you can do to deal with the uncertainty in your business. Number one is to accept it, that there is uncertainty. Accept it, okay? That's the very first step. It's like, you know, I hear they do that in, you know, like AA and any other problem that you have. When you admit it and acknowledge it, that it's there, there is a piece to that to say to yourself, well, now I can move forward because I've accepted that. Instead of fearing that, fearing acknowledging that there's uncertainty, or that there's something out there that's obvious, I can now embrace it and say, okay, it's uncertain and I'm going to be okay with that. Okay, I may not make money. This may not work. It may fail. I may feel like a failure. But the chances of it doing that, if we do the next steps, are a lot less. A lot less, okay? Y'all know the stats about new businesses. I mean, have you read? I've read all different stats. I've read that, you know, 50% of businesses after the first three years fail. I mean, I don't even know which stats I'm supposed to believe. All I do know as a summary is that every business doesn't succeed and building a business is hard, but that's part of the challenge. It's like saying, you know, I don't want to run a half marathon because it may push me beyond my normal limits and make me a little uncomfortable. And I don't want to challenge myself. I just don't want to do that. Okay, well, how many things are you going to accomplish in life if you don't get uncomfortable with them, right? So anyways, number one is to accept the uncertainty. So accept it. It's there. Acknowledge it. It's in front of you. It's here. It's around us every day and everything you do. This is no different than anything else. Number two, I think you can learn from those who have gone before you. I've started to realize that. I used to not seek out a lot of help in things. I prided myself in doing things myself. And I think it's a huge mistake. I think listening to those who have gone before you, whether they went through it a long time ago or they just recently went through it. I think there's so much value in that. And that's why I applaud you for listening to this podcast, not because I'm great, but because you actually took initiative to learn. You actually punched up on your phone or wherever looking for a podcast for starting a business or starting a freelance business or whatever it was that you searched for. And you sought help. You looked to get information from those who are either going through it or who went before you. And I applaud you for that. I think you have to do that. I think history speaks. History shares lessons. I think people who just went through things are amazing resources, can save you time, energy, money. It can save you from making stupid mistakes, right? just imagine anything. Like, I'm getting my master bathroom remodeled right now, and I was looking at the contractor who was ahead of the other workers that were demolishing everything and doing all that. And I'm like, the contractor knew about everything. Like, there was a hole in the wall from this. And he's like, oh, we need to patch it like this. Oh, let's do your niches in your shower and let's do it like this. And I'm thinking, if I had tried to like hire somebody and tell them what to do, or, you know, much less get my husband to try to do, we would have no clue. Do you know how long it would have taken us? We'd have been a complete disaster. That's why you choose experts and those that have gone before you. And oftentimes, it's usually means you have to pay money for them. Not in everything. You can use a mentor that's free. That's someone that you know, that's a family member or friend. But if you don't, that's when you pay for the help, right? You get that. So you get help from those who have gone before you, okay? The third thing is to take one smart step in front of the other. I think oftentimes people who are uncertain and scared to start their business or invest in things in their current business, they get so caught up in the 10 steps ahead that they forget that there's one step that they need to make and they haven't even made it and they haven't even figured it out. You have to make one smart step in front of the other, and you be strategic and intentional and thoughtful about your next step. So think about it right now, your business. Okay, maybe you're in the idea stage, maybe you're starting, maybe you're growing. What is a step that you've been needing to take that you need to take it, but you've been so worried about like 5 steps or 10 steps ahead of the success of it? If it's not certain, am I going to make money doing it? Is it going to be worth it? That you haven't even made the decision whether you need to actually take the step or not, or something that you need to do. I want you to think about that, because this is what I'm finding in my coaching and in my groups. People are so worried beyond where they're at that it's ridiculous and it's wasting so much time and energy. And I'm like, if you could just make the next right step, like if you could think that one through thoroughly and intentionally, you're going to be one step closer to a much higher rate of success. Okay, rather than overwhelming yourself and getting stalled with 10 steps ahead. So what is the next right step? Like, what is the next thing? And if you don't know that, like if you're in one of my programs and you're like, I need to figure this out and do this, make sure you ask. If you're in Grow Getters, maybe you're in my Binge Worthy group, for podcast, new podcasters, whatever it is, just getting started group, make sure you ask and get help, because there's no sense in wallowing in confusion and uncertainty and fear over the 10th step that's ahead of you when you haven't even figured out the one that's right before you, okay? It's almost like if you're like out in the wilderness and you're like, see a big hill way ahead, like you can see it and you're like, I'm gonna have to get to that. And you're so worried about that hill that you didn't realize that there's like a stream, like a creek in front of you, and you gotta get over it. And you don't know how to get over it because it's got like rushing waters, and you've got to figure out that step first. You've got to worry about, how do you get yourself on the other side? Is there wood there that you can put over the stream? Is there some animal, a horse that you have access to? I'm just making this up, but I'm telling you, this is what people do. They worry about that hill and do they have this for that? And they haven't even worried about the next step before them when there's a big problem in front of them that they need to decipher first. Okay? So, one smart step in front of the other, you can ask yourself, what's my next best step? Okay, so let's review while we're going. Number one, accept. Accept that there's uncertainty. That's part of life and that's part of business. Number two, learn from those who've gone before you, which I know you already are, or you wouldn't be here. Number three, take the next best step. What is it? What's the next best step for you? What do you need to figure out? Do that. I'm going to give you number four. This is a recommendation that I have for you, for those of you that are starting your business. Those that end up closing quickly or going out of business, a lot of them, I feel, didn't really have a brand. They just like started a business, trying to make some money real quick, trying to do this. And they didn't really consider that it needs to be a brand that people have a relationship with, that is consistent and is aspirational. That's what I've kind of found, that the people who are just the fly-by-night business owners. They just like start it and they're like, oh, what's the next one? I just want to make money. They don't really care. It's not really out of purpose or passion or anything. It's more out of just like, I want to make money. They weren't really building a brand. So I want to challenge you today to think about your business more like a brand, right? And I've tried to do that. I'm not saying I'm some expert in that, but I have tried to build a consistent brand, right? I use this podcast not only as my greatest marketing tool that I have and to catch a wide net and find new business owners, but I'm also building a brand. It's part of my branding. I'm consistent. I'm not one day saying one thing and the next day saying another thing. And y'all are like, who is this girl? She's like this way one day and she's negative the next. Like, what would you think my brand is? What would you say? I don't know what you would say. My hope is that you would think that I was authentic. That's what I would hope, that this is real and relatable and it makes you excited to start your business and motivating and like empowering because you see you can do it. Like, these were all intentional things that I wanted to provide for you. And it's a brand, everything I'm doing, from my colors to my programs to how I treat people, like everything is this, okay? It's nothing that isn't really who I am. It's just intentionally defining it so that I can portray it and leverage it and keep leveraging it, right? So I challenge you today to look at your business as a brand. What is that brand? If someone were to say, oh yeah, I've heard of your business, what would they say about your brand? Have you really created a brand? Or are you just trying to get sales here and there like a drive-thru restaurant? Are you creating a relationship, a brand that people feel connected to, that they want to be a part of, that they can't not be a part of because they're so excited they need to be a part of that, right? So I think if you create a brand, I'm finding that you have more of a chance of succeeding because you're building an audience based on that brand. And maybe you change your product or service, but you still got people that are behind your brand. And if you've got people behind your brand, you just got to get smart about what to offer them, right? Find out what they will pay for. And so by doing this, this brings you more certainty in your business because if you built a brand, you have more loyalty. You have more loyalty. And when you have more loyalty, in turn, that will turn into buyers. So to me, this brings certainty. So these are the four things today that I think will help alleviate this fear that many of you have about the uncertainty of starting a business. So many of you are scared. How do I deal with this? So here we go. Let's review one more time. Number one is to accept it. Accept uncertainty, that there is uncertainty in every aspect of your life, big and small decisions, big endeavors, even going to dinner tonight. It's uncertain. Even though you're planning it, it looks pretty good and you've done everything to get there. I'm pretty sure it'll happen, but I could never say 100%, okay? Number two, learn from those that have gone before you. Number three, take the next best step in front of you. That gives you certainty. Right? More certainty. I mean, we're never going to have 100% certainty, but the next right step makes things more certain. And number four, build a brand and not a business so that if you do have to pivot, if you do have to change things, if you do tweak your offer, your people will be so excited because they're loyal to you and they love you and they want to buy from you when they find the right offer from you. Okay. So to me, this is how you alleviate uncertainty and you move into more of certainty, even though we'll never be 100%, you'll move into more of that in terms of your business actually succeeding and reaching your definition of success. So I hope that makes sense. I hope that was helpful to you today. If you're sitting here going, you know what? I want to take the next right step. I want to set myself up for success. I want to learn from someone who's gone before me. Make sure right now, if you're in the starting stage of your business, you're not open yet, you haven't gotten your first sale, you're trying to figure this out, check out my Just Getting Started group because I have trainings and live coaching each month where you can ask questions and get help for getting your business open and selling already. And then if you've got your business open and you're like, oh my gosh, how do I get to consistent sales? I need to grow this thing. And I'm like trying to market myself. Like, what do I do? How do I start like generating leads? That's what we do in Grow Getters. I teach you how to generate a constant flow of leads in a way that feels comfortable to you so that you can have consistent sales. Okay. So make sure you check out both of those programs below. And I'm just so excited to hear. I'm so happy for you. And just realize nothing in your life is certain, but what you should be certain about is that you want to pursue your dreams. Okay. That's it. Have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com, and yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.